And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 12th of April, 2017. It's the birthday of Tom Clancy, born Baltimore, 1947, author of many military thrillers, The Hunt for Red October, Patriot Games. He was so accurate in the tiniest details in his books that they were very popular among members of the armed forces. Though Tom Clancy never served in the military, he joined the ROTC in college, but his eyesight was terrible and he was rejected for service. It's the birthday of the playwright Alan Ayckbourn, born in London, 1939, author of 81 full-length plays, including The Norman Conquests. Alan Ayckbourn, who said, "The darker the subject, the more light you must try to shed on the matter," and vice versa. And it's the 101st birthday of Beverly Cleary, born in McMinnville, Oregon, 1916, the creator of Ramona Quimby, the feisty little girl who first appeared in the book Henry Huggins back in 1950. There are now more than 91 million copies of Beverly Cleary books in print. Here's a poem for today by Michael Blumenthal, entitled Be Kind. Not merely because Henry James said there were but four rules of life, be kind, be kind, be kind, be kind, but because it's good for the soul, and what's more, for others. It may be that kindness is our best audition for a worthier world, and despite the vagueness and uncertainty of its recompense, a bird may yet wander into a bush before our very houses. Gratitude may not manifest itself in deeds entirely equal to our own. Still, there's weather arriving from every direction. The feasts of famine and feasts of plenty may yet prove to be one. So why not allow the little sacrificial squinches and squigulas to prevail? Why not inundate the particular world with minute particulars? Dust's certainly all our fate, so why not make it the happiest possible dust, a detritus of blessedness? Surely the hedgehog, furling and unfurling into its spiked little ball, knows something that with gentle touch and unthreatening tone can inure to our benefit. Surely the wicked witches of our childhood have died, and from where they are buried, a great kindness has eclipsed their misdeeds. Yes, of course, in the end, so much comes down to privilege and its various penumbras, but too much of our unruly animus has already been wasted on reprisals. Too much of the unblessed air is filled with smoke from undignified fires. Oh, friends, take whatever kindness you can find and be profligate in its expenditure. It will not drain your limited resources. I assure you, it will not leave you vulnerable and unfurled with only your sweet little claws to defend yourselves and your wet little noses and your eyes to the ground and your little feet. A poem by Michael Blumenthal called Be Kind from his collection No Hurry, published by Etruscan Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org, and by TIAA. Whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is committed to planning for your success. Learn more at TIAA.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.